We are also joined now on the Rumble Revolution Hotline by one Kevin Mano of MTV's The 7.
What's going on?
Bro, we are at the center of the basketball universe. The Arkansas Little Rock men and women both won the conference championship yesterday, and so they're both headed to the NCAA tournament. Pretty special day for us yesterday.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you, bro. It was awesome. So happy. And it's, you know how it is. It's 'tis the season, and it's never really happened before, so that was what was really cool about it.
That's amazing. Both it happened yesterday?
Yes.
Wow.
It's only five times, I think, in the Sun Belt's history that both the men's and women's teams have gone the same, you know, had won the championship together. So, and it was about 45 minutes outside of Little Rock, so we were all down there last night, or a lot of people were, and pretty cool, man. So
that's amazing. How are you feeling today? I'm guessing there's a celebration.
Boy, I tell you what, I could use a I think everybody's just trying to recover, and then they're going to figure something out here in the next couple of days, I think. Got the watch party to figure out where they're going, who they're playing, that kind of thing. So,
yeah.
I could use a little Tiger blood today or a touch of Charlie Sheen, either way.
What time do you guys have to wake up? That's what I want to know.
Today, I get up at, or in general?
In general, I get up at 5 every day. Pat rolls out about whenever. What time do you get up?
It just depends on how loud the dog upstairs decides to jump up and down, or the old man decides to jump on his bed.
Weird.
What time do you get up?
Very
that was
weird.
That was a weird answer.
I don't know. It changes for me.
Today I got up around 10, which is not bad. But I just know that morning radio is rough, so going to a game and I'm, you know, celebrating and stuff, I wonder.
Yeah, since we don't come on till 10, it's not bad. But, yeah, to have done that last night and then have to be on the air at, like, 6, that would have been brutal. So the morning guys, I give them a lot of credit because they do a lot of evening events and then turn it around the next morning. It's tough.
Right, that's difficult.
But they're off at 10 a.m., bro. Come on.
Right.
And they get paid way too much money for what they do.
Yes.
So there's that. Kind of like Charlie Sheen.
Kind of like Charlie Sheen. It all goes back to Charlie Sheen. This dude's great. He's looking for an intern now.
Male or female? I think I can guess.
Yeah, probably. I don't think he specified, but yeah, probably female.
Pat had breaking news yesterday that one of his skanks left him. Is that true?
Oh, I don't know that.
Somebody said that.
Somebody told us that. Was her name Bria Banks? Bria,
if that happened,
Olsen.
Bria Olsen. I don't think he'd be too beat up about it. I think he can probably find a new skank.
Yes.
She was the best of the best, though, when it comes to skanks.
I think she'll be a troll today, and he'll be winning still. So,
have you been watching his Sheen's Corner or whatever he calls it
online?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I mean, he's just you know he's crazy, but then you see it and you still can't even believe your eyes. He's just crazy.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's actually like in on the joke or if he's just losing his mind.
Hmm. Could it be a combination of the two?
Yeah, I think he thinks that he's in on the joke, but he doesn't realize how foolish he looks, because since all this stuff started happening, I don't think he's stopped doing drugs. I think he's just been doing blow every day.
I think you're right, and I think that you're right. I mean, you nailed it. He thinks we're laughing with him, but we are laughing at him.
Yeah.
So I guess he officially has been canned. It's all over for him now.
That just happened like 2 days ago that they let him go. I can't believe that he had that job up until 2 days ago. I mean, all this stuff's been going on for over a week.
He called John Cryer a turncoat and a troll.
Uh-oh.
He said, "You're with me or you're with the trolls." Obviously, he's with the trolls. Phoning in from the Sober Valley Lodge, where he claims to still be clean and sober and hard at work on his, quote, manifesto. Woo-hoo. If that doesn't scream cuckoo bird, I don't know what does.
Yeah. No one writes a manifesto unless you're insane.
Yeah. He says, "John has not called me. He's a turncoat, a traitor, a troll. Clearly, he's a troll. He issued a statement. Is it going to take me calling him a traitor, juvenile, and scared for him to get it? Yeah, that would probably do it. You've already cost the guy millions of dollars. Why not kick him while he's down?"
Yeah, that's sad to me because John Cryer seems like a good guy, and I know they've been friends for a long time. I mean, even before they began, you know, working together on the show. So that sucks.
Yeah, that dude's way too big a dork to make fun of. You can't pick on John Cryer.
Exactly. Yeah, he's been dealt a bad hand, so you got to leave him alone.
What else is going on with you guys?
Jason Biggs is coming in today. He's on a new show called Mad Love. We're excited to have Jason Biggs. We all know and love him from the American Pie films. Tyson was in last Friday. I know I told you guys that he was coming in, and it was amazing. It was amazing.
How was it? I mean, what'd you guys talk about?
Well, he's got a new show on Animal Planet where he trains pigeons.
Right.
He races pigeons. So he taught me all about that.
Cool.
But honestly, like, I've never met anyone so happy and jolly as Mike Tyson. It was crazy. I mean, he was just like a big, I don't want to say overweight, but he had a belly. You know what I mean? He's not in the shape that he once was. Just this big, like kind of chubby, happy guy that wouldn't stop smiling. He wouldn't stop hugging me. He picked me up a couple times. He was just the nicest guy in the world. It was weird.
That is hilarious.
It was great. Yeah, he was fantastic.
I saw that the PETA people are making a big deal about the pigeon thing, and I thought, well, I bet you don't say that to his face, but that's cool.
Right, probably not. But really, I would even think PETA would be like, ah, they're pigeons. Do whatever you want with them.
I know. Did you see the NFL player that got busted for cockfighting?
Yeah, who was that?
Kareem Jackson, Houston Texans first-round pick last season. He used his Twitter account, really smart guy, to post pictures of a trip to a cockfight in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, my God.
On his vacation. See, when I go on vacation, I always look for a good cockfight because that's really, to me, that says, hey, I'm breaking away and blowing off some steam.
Yep. Cockfight and vacation are synonymous for me.
I think so, too. I mean, really. Let's be honest. It is what it is, and so be it. I mean, it's good. You know what? Somebody needs to write the book, 101 Uses for Twitter.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, thanks. That was very organic.
That was
out.
Good.
Yeah.
Publicize your cockfights.
Yes, exactly. Well, they're hard to come by now. You know, they were legal in Louisiana, just south of us, until like 2 years ago.
I did not know that.
Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like you said, people don't care about chickens and birds. I mean, they do so many bad things to those things anyway. It's like,
exactly. I'm certainly not condoning cockfighting, and neither are you. But
right.
Yeah, I mean, the way that they you know, kill them to cook them is just as bad.
You've seen Dennis Leary's bit on, I don't know if you ever saw the No Cure for Cancer stand-up he did, but he was talking about, you know, there should be, like, tryouts for animals. You know, what are you? You know, I'm a seal, and, you know, you have to tell what you do. And what are you? I'm a cow. What do you do? Not much. And okay, fine. You're a ball glove. Get on the truck. You're dead. You know, you're going out. But if you're like cute and you do cute little things, and I can't remember exactly the whole bit. It's pretty funny though. You should look it up, obviously.
Okay, I'll look it up. You did a great job.
I did a terrible job. He was talking about the tuna. Tuna fish is a good one. You know, it's like people freak out because, you know, other animals get caught in the nets. But what about the tuna fish? Well, screw them. They taste good. So that's fine. It's like, you know, you can't be selective in your animals sticking up. You either have to be all or nothing.
I'm with you. I eat meat like it's my job. So I certainly don't put my foot down about any of that torture stuff. I feel bad about it. I feel bad that I don't, but
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, it's too bad cows taste so good because I would stick up for them.
Yeah, me too.
I'd be a bad Hindu or whatever religions it is that celebrate the cows. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so 7 is on every single weekday at 4 o'clock, and now Kevin is I don't want to say a one-man show, but...
It's a one-man show. You can say it. You can go ahead and say it.
Okay.
We started this thing like 6 months ago, and I had a co-host, but...
Yeah.
She has since left still a lovely human being, but now it's just me, and, yeah, it's going well. It's going really well. It is my thing.
What is, Limitless premiere and after party? What is that?
Oh, well, that was last night. You know the movie Limitless with, Bradley Cooper and Robert De Niro?
No, how did I miss that?
Really?
Those are two of my favorite people ever.
He finds a drug. He gets this drug that, like, lets him access 100% of his brain. So he sort of goes from like a loser to
yes.
You know, a guy with a ton of money and a ton of power, and he's super smart.
I did see that premiere or the teaser,
the trailer
weeks ago, months ago.
Yeah, I went to the premiere last night. It was the New York premiere, and it was amazing. The movie was great. I see a lot of movies for my job,
yeah.
And I'll be honest with you. I feel like lately most of them have been crap, but this was good. I really, really enjoyed it, and you know, it was the actual premiere. So these things are always very. Very fun to go to. A lot of the just star watching. It was a star-studded event. You know, De Niro was there. He rushed by me, and he seemed very grumpy as always.
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper. I did talk to him for a minute, and he's super nice, and B, as straight as humanly possible, he is the most handsome dude I've ever talked to in my life.
I agree. I mean, the guy he's a good-looking fella. I mean,
yeah.
So I'm with you on that. He's
yeah.
He seems like a good dude. He seems like a guy that'd be cool to like kick back and drink a beer with.
Yeah, absolutely. He really does. And that's what was happening last night at the after party. He was kicking back.
Robert De Niro
Jason Bateman was there. I'm a huge Jason Bateman fan. He's not in the movie, but he was. It's just these after parties sometimes. You never know what to expect, but last night was a good one.
I'm with you, too. I like Bateman as well. All the way back from when he was doing bad TV.
Yeah.
De Niro's intimidating and scary. I would be afraid to talk to him. We actually had our morning show guys a while back had... Gene Hackman on. And Gene Hackman seems like a likable enough guy, but I'd be scared to death to talk to Gene Hackman. Talking to a Hollywood legend seems cool, but when you actually think about executing an interview with that would scare me to death. I could enjoy that.
Yeah, I don't want to. We're not going to become friends, so I'll just wave to you and just we won't talk.
Yeah, I don't know if I could ever do that.
Here's what happened last night. I was out like on the like right by the carpet, the red carpet where everyone was walking down, and De Niro rushed past, and you know, there's everyone sticking their microphones in his face. And somebody was like, he just kind of brushed by, and somebody said, "Are you always this grumpy?" And he stopped and just stared at him and said, "Well, it depends on who I'm talking to." Mm-hmm. So that was an interaction that I was glad I was not a part of.
I'm not sure how this got released, but I remember seeing a couple years ago, and it kind of changed my impression of him. It was I think Cape Fear or something was going to be on TNT, and somehow they got him to cut a promo for it. And he was doing it like, "I'm Robert De Niro, coming up tonight on TNT, Cape Fear, watch me, da-da-da, boom." And the guy's like, you could hear the producer in the background go, "Okay, yeah, could you do it? Could you pep it up a little bit or whatever?" He's like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "This is how I do it." And he got really irritated with the guy. He's like, "Ooh." "What?" It was really uncomfortable. And I'm like, "You really going to question Robert De Niro about the way he's voicing a promo? Seriously?"
Yeah, nobody should do that. I'm sure that guy's not working these days after that.
No.
I want to find that, though. That's interesting to me. I'll look that up online.
Yeah, I can't remember what. It was from a few years ago, but I bet if you look for it for a few minutes, you could find it.
Yeah,
You are one of the greatest Googlers of all time.
You have no idea how good my Googling skills are.
I do. You Googled, like, four things last week when we had John, and, like, instantaneous, you got results.
Yeah, I'm a pro.
Okay, well, did you find the De Niro clip yet?
Maybe I'm feeling lazy today, but I was just kind of kicking back. I wasn't. What channel was it on?
I think it was like a TNT or a TBS or something.
All right, I'm going to find it.
It's funny. If you just Googled De Niro, I bet it'll come up eventually.
Yeah.
All right, well, bro, we appreciate you always. And, yeah, check out The 7. It's 4 o'clock Central Time every day, MTV, Kevin Mano, one-man show.
Thank you so much. I'll talk to you guys next Wednesday.
Appreciate you, brother.
See ya.